WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up motivation to conquer those tasks and get things done. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you unleash your inner productivity ninja. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of clutter? You know, that feeling when your desk looks more like a hurricane aftermath than a workspace, and finding your keys feels like an epic treasure hunt. We've all been there. Today, we're diving into the super important topic of staying organized and focused even when your surroundings are screaming chaos. Trust me, this is not just about aesthetics, it's about unlocking your brain power and getting stuff done. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, with my mountain of paperwork and that pile of clothes waiting to be folded, which has definitely taken on a life of its own, organization feels more like a distant dream than reality. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. We're going to break it down into bite-sized, totally doable strategies. Get ready to unleash your inner organizational guru. First up, declutter, my friend. I'm talking about purging the things you don't need or use anymore. That pile of magazines from 2018. Done. That random collection of bottle caps. Find a new home for them, maybe a museum dedicated to, well, bottle caps. Seriously there, decluttering creates space both physically and mentally. When your surroundings are less chaotic, your mind can relax and focus better. Next up, the power of categorization. Think of it like sorting your socks, matching colors and sizes makes things easier, right? Apply that logic to everything else. Group similar items together in drawers, on shelves, or even digitally. Create folders on your computer for specific projects, tasks, or clients. This simple act of categorization can save you tons of time and mental energy when you need to find something quickly. And speaking of digital declutter, let's talk about those notification alerts bombarding us every minute. They're like the sirens of distraction, pulling your attention away from what truly matters. So tame the beast. Turn off unnecessary notifications or schedule specific times to check emails and social media. Remember, you're in control. Don't let technology control you. Now, here is a game changer. Designated spaces for specific activities. Think about it like this. Your brain is wired to associate certain places with certain tasks. So create dedicated workspaces, even if it's just a corner of your dining table. When you sit in that space, your brain automatically goes into work mode. It's amazing how a simple shift in environment can boost your focus and productivity. Lastly, the magic word. Routines. We're not talking about rigid schedules here, but rather establishing habits that keep things flowing smoothly. Maybe it's tidying up your workspace at the end of each day, taking a few minutes to plan out your tomorrow before bed, or dedicating a specific time slot for checking emails. Routines provide structure and minimize decision fatigue, allowing you to focus your energy on a bigger picture. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine as you walk into your workspace, greeted by a calm, clutter-free environment. You know exactly where everything is, and your mind is clear and focused. No more frantic searching or feeling overwhelmed. That's the power of organization. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about creating a space that supports your productivity and well-being. So remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Start with one strategy today, see how it feels, and then gradually incorporate more as you go. You got this. Okay, awesome listeners, let's break down the key takeaways. 1. Declutter like your life depends on it. Less stuff equals less mental clutter. 2. Categorize everything. Like those sock-matching superpowers, categorization makes finding things a breeze. 3. Tame those tech distractions. Turn off unnecessary notifications and schedule focus time for emails and social media. 4. Create designated spaces for activities. Your brain loves the sensations cue work mode in your dedicated workspace. 5. Embrace routines. They provide structure, reduce decision fatigue, and keep things flowing smoothly. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small change you can make today to create a more organized and focused space? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #procrastinationpunisher. Remember, every step counts, and together we can conquer those clutter monsters. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination dragons and crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.